Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to show number 3069. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk. Our Men's Room. On tap today, who sucks less?
What you don't need to know asks you to speak the language.
Get ready to play Profile This.
What's headlines, Men's Room Shot of the Day, fumble listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
The clack.
Drinking to drunk. All right, here we go. Three-year-old gets stuck inside a claw machine while trying to reach a Pikachu doll. Meanwhile, a guy on a stolen dirt bike pops a wheelie in front of a cop. And then he falls. And takes off running. Pennsylvania woman looks on patio to find a giant king cobra just hanging out. Texas substitute teacher fired after making video in school of her gutting a trout. A Florida woman breaks into girlfriend's home and beats her with a lava lamp. That is all coming on today's very special episode of the Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Oh, the bitches, good day to you and yours. All right, yesterday we told you about a guy in Washington State who accidentally shot himself with his own rifle. He was chasing a black bear off his property when he tripped, discharging the gun. Now, the bear got away. In Russia, a guy dealing with a brown bear, he was even less lucky. He was dragged into the den of the bear. The guy broke his spine fighting the bear, but the bear didn't eat him just yet. Oh, no. The guy survived for a month in the bear's cave by drinking his own urine. Fun times. A little closer to home in Minnesota, a pet cat would surely share its near-death experience if it could say anything other than, wow. In the cat's case, it, along with a load of laundry, found itself in a 45-minute express wash in the owner's washing machine. It's a combination of warm water, cold rinse, and what you get is a blind cat with pneumonia. I'm not making that up. The good news is the cat is not dead, but close enough. But look, you don't have to be attacked by a bear or almost drown to have a story of your own. You know, that time that you thought you were going to die, but you didn't. So take that story and answer today's question. What story did you live to tell about?
Be a part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Home of shows, and away we go. Welcome to show number 3069. What a large and a charged program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. As once again, the exciting return of Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrillhill, you bring us three stories from the news. It's amazing that you find bad news.
Yeah.
There's an occasional bad news story out there. You dig these things up. Takes you hours.
Yeah, they're few and far between.
And you bring us three stories from the news. They all suck in their own each and every way. It's up to us to determine which of the three stories that you bring us suck the least.
Yeah.
As far as this week is concerned, how are these stories looking?
It's nothing like last week. Last week was absolutely horrible. Like, it depressed everybody. This week, not the worst that people could do.
So we had a good bad news week.
And keep in mind, I'm a bit of a terrible person, but one of the stories actually makes me laugh. Not because it's funny. I just find it funny.
Well, drink it toast with a shot of the day. Another round of profile. This what you don't need to know returns, and we ask you to speak the language, so they say. And as you know, Americans speak a ton of different languages. Which languages other than English and Spanish, you might wonder, are the most common? Because let's face it, in each and every state of the United States, the two most common languages are English followed by Spanish. Now, there's a couple states out there where Spanish is not the second most spoken language.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some of those too, but as far as when you take those two out of the equation, the most spoken language in every state is completely different.
I was surprised by a few of those.
It just depends on where you are. Some 25 different languages easily with at least 100,000 people who speak it.
Right.
So that's coming up with what you don't need to know. And today we're going to ask you, well, what story did you live to tell about? As we have a couple here. This story is absolutely insane about this guy who is lucky to be alive after surviving a month in a den of a brown bear. He drank his own urine to survive. What you have to understand about this is that the guy, name is Alexander, was dragged into the den by the brown bear.
Wait, what should they Google? You need to see what this guy looked like.
We'll put it up on our Facebook page if you like the Men's Room on Facebook. So this guy, he gets into a fight with a bear. He breaks his spine fighting the bear, his spine, okay? But he ended up surviving in the den for a month by drinking his own urine. The bear occasionally came in and came back, but he didn't bother him, waiting to eat him. That's what bears do. Brown bears usually drag their prey into their lair and save it for later.
So think about that. You're incapacitated because you have a broken spine. You're not dead. You're laying in the den of a bear, and you just assume that when he comes back, he's going to get around to eating you.
So there's a group of Russian hunters. They're out. They've got their dogs with them. And the dogs refused to move past this hole, this den.
Right.
They kept barking. They wouldn't leave. So hunters then checked inside the cave and saw what they thought was a mummy. Why did they think they saw a mummy? Because they saw a mummy. Unfortunately, this guy is alive.
You have to, if you get the chance to see what this dude looks like.
They seriously thought they saw a mummy, only to find out that Alexander was there, alive, and in a pretty emaciated state.
Yeah, it's pretty emaciated.
That's what it,
like, he looks like a mummy.
Right, exactly.
Straight up emaciated.
I mean, the one story I found, he legit looks like a mummy, but then they have a picture of a brown bear just kind of chilling.
Hey, man, this is my mummy.
Brown bear. Okay. Yeah, don't worry about me.
Look how cute I look.
Yeah.
Feed me something.
I was going to eat that mofo.
It's on death's door, he was rushed to a hospital where they found his injuries. He told doctors, the bear preserved me as food for later. It is believed the bear overpowered Alexander before dragging him off.
You think that the brown bear overpowered the guy?
But I thought brown bears were big into gun ownership.
I thought they were big into car washes.
His flesh.
Like, of course he overpowered him. Right. It's a bear.
He has rotting flesh, severe injuries. Doctors added the man remembers his first name, but not his age, and was reportedly in the den for around 1 month.
Gah.
For 1 month. Local medics say they cannot explain how the man survived such injuries.
Okay, now.
They said it's a miracle.
At the beginning of the story, doesn't it comment that one guy's lucky to be alive? I hate to be this guy. No, he's not. No, he is not. When you look at this guy and think about a situation, to me, you're about as unlucky as it gets.
You cannot believe that this guy is alive. I mean, you can't believe.
But you sat there for a month drinking your own pee, assuming that this bear that shockingly overpowered you is going to eat you, man.
And is living with you. You got to remember, the bear comes back in the cave, takes a nap, goes to sleep. I mean, he's just waiting for you to die.
And you got
to
act dead every time he comes in.
Probably.
I don't know. I don't know what you do, man.
Yeah.
But you're literally rotting away, drinking your pee, sleeping next to a bear that's going to eat you later.
We told you
the highlight of the day is drinking the pee.
Right. And they said, well, he's lucky. Nah, what about that sounds lucky? What about anything in that story sounds lucky?
That guy also, I mean, that's just tough.
Yes, Ted.
Hey, man.
Well, we told you about the guy. We told you about the guy.
Like, did you get tortured? I got tortured by a bear.
Sleeping next to the thing that's going to eat you.
Which is much different than the guy who was bringing firewood inside, and he encountered a bear, and he took off running. When he heard a twig break and he looked up and he saw the bear, he turns around, he takes off running, and then he fell. And that's when his gun went off and actually shot himself.
Right.
Fortunately, the bear, I guess, either was spooked by the gunshot
I'm
or
sure
whatever,
it was like, oh my God, he shot himself.
But yeah, I mean, that's,
this guy's crazy.
I don't want to be a witness, 5-0. Exactly. Yeah, bear. I ain't seen nothing. Bitch, yep. Snitches get stitches.
And another bizarre story out of Pennsylvania where it just seems that Pennsylvania, in a weird way, like Ohio type news is working its way east into Pennsylvania as far as bizarre stories with animals are concerned. So here's one.
Well, we always say, though, Pennsylvania, unfortunately, I think people always just think of Pittsburgh and Philly.
Right.
There's a pretty big state. There's a lot of stuff. And not keep a lot of stuff in between.
Pittsburgh is on one side of the state. Philly is on the other. Mm-hmm. And everything else in between is affectionately known as Pennsyltucky.
Well, sure. It not is. Only that, but I mean, Amish are, they're pretty well known for gun sales, ammunition sales, and exotic animals.
Exotic animals. Yeah.
That's what
animals.
They do.
Well, exotic animals.
Yes, and they sell them in a tubawa container that they get at the local Walmart.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, though, the Amish markets are amazing.
They are
great potato
good.
Salad. Yes. Some
potato
of the best picnic tables you
lunch
have
meats,
for a lifetime.
It sounds ridiculous. They know how to eat.
Rolls, right. Potato rolls.
Fresh. They cook them every day.
Oh, Danishes.
If we had something in common, I would join them for dinner.
Mm-hmm. Really good, really good.
So you see the game? Oh, no.
We go to Falls, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania woman used a shovel to kill a cobra that she saw slithering on the patio at her apartment. I mean, that's just a day-to-day occurrence. You wake up in the morning, you look out there on your patio, and you see a king cobra. Kathy Kehoe says the squawking of some blue jays outside her apartment got her attention. She looked outside, and she saw a 5-foot-long cobra. She's 73 years old. She noticed the spots commonly found on cobras and then nudged its tail. And when it rose, it spread its hood. She realized at that moment she's dealing with a cobra in Falls, Pennsylvania.
That's how I would figure that out, too.
And then they add this at the end of the story. Her apartment complex in Falls is the same one where officials removed 20 venomous snakes, including cobras, from another apartment back in March.
Okay.
Here's what I like. Officials aren't sure if that cobra had escaped from that unit.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that it did,
Bob. Do
you
really need to do an investigation?
Where is this again?
Is this where we waste our time and money on things? Falls, Pennsylvania.
So in Falls, Pennsylvania.
In the same unit, in the same apartment, where they confiscated 20 venomous snakes, including cobras, they aren't sure, but think it might have come from that unit.
We have evidence, Frank. Let's take a look at that.
Is this Reno?
Now, run this by me again. You took away 20 poisonous snakes from this very same place a few months ago, and you're not sure if this Pennsylvania cobra is from that group. Well, I got news for you. It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not only that, man, I don't know if you've ever taken on a snake with a shovel before.
Sort of.
Okay. All right. Well,
I have not.
Or a hoe or whatever. All right. Okay.
Come here, woman.
Cobras, they rise up, man.
Yeah.
They spit. They
rising
fight,
up.
They do all that stuff. You know what I mean?
Street.
This is dangerous. This is like the Strikes album cover. This is a dangerous album.
It's a freaking cobra.
It's a cobra.
Right.
She's 73 years old, and she killed that thing with a shovel.
Man.
I mean, I'm that serious.
You think she hit it first?
I don't know what she did.
I bet
but
you
she's 73
did.
Years old, and she beat a cobra to death with a shovel. I still say that's impressive.
Oh, I agree.
You know what I mean?
I would have run away.
But I feel like when old people get threatened and you give them a weapon, somehow in that moment, like if you handed her nunchucks, in that moment, she knows how to use them.
Could you just imagine? I can't imagine handing my mom a shovel. My mom's 70. Go on, here, Mom. Here's a shovel. Kill that king cobra.
That's different.
No,
it's you have to not be home. That's all it is, man.
You think so?
If you're home, then you go, Miles, I need you to take the shovel and beat that cobra to death. If you're not home and you have to deal with it, I'm not saying I would deal with it, but I think my mother's terrified of snakes. My mother is terrified of snakes, just like you, Ted, just like Robin, right? So same general phobia. And one of the houses that we lived in, one thing about my mother, anytime you see her, she's very well put together, right? She's never going to look bad. It's not in her DNA. I get home from school, and hand to God, she looks like someone just beat her ass and dragged her behind the car, you know, and like dried tears on her face. So I'm trying to be delicate, you know, like, hey, you okay? Mm-hmm. She's like, and my mother, many colorful metaphors that I cannot repeat on the radio, but explained to me that there was a snake in the house, in the kitchen. All right. She's deathly afraid, but she grabbed the broom and she tried to get it out of the house, but the snake wouldn't move. And then, to the snake's peril, as my mother explained it, it had the nerve to kind of rise up and hiss at her because she'd been beating it with the broom. And she lost her mind. And I cannot repeat the words she said. I really wish I could. I'll tell you to break. She commenced a beating to living piss out of the snake. But keep in mind, she's still hysterical because she's terrified of the snake. Now she feels that it's a garter snake, by the way. Okay, sure, sure. It's nothing. She beat the thing to death. It was still kind of pulpy outside of the house by the time I got home. And I was just asked to get rid of it. Which, by the way, she doesn't know this. I would just throw it in the neighbor's yard every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do something. I got it. So look out the window.
I think the other thing about the interesting thing is she lives in an apartment building. Why does she have a shovel?
That's a good call.
You know why?
Really is a good call.
Because the last guy that lived there had a bunch of snakes.
Yeah,
no,
right?
Why did the other guy have cobras in his apartment? This woman's fine to have a shovel.
But it just saying,
why don't
like,
we question the guy that has a cobra?
Like, it's not like you take care of the flower beds. Like, I mean, I have a machete. That makes sense. But a shovel?
What would you think?
Maybe she moved from a house.
All right.
And just had her crap. And then moved into the apartment, and that's why she has a shovel. Otherwise, she's crazy.
What would you say? Okay, obviously, this is not disclosed, but you move into a building, right? There's somebody who has 20 venomous snakes. Does that change your opinion about signing that lease?
100%.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Okay, you are.
Not just because that person has 20 snakes. It's more that things just
seem
lax.
They're venomous, too.
Right.
They're not boas. They're not pythons.
Because I feel like if that's the case,
they could kill you, too. But.
Then you could probably you could cook meth there. I just feel like there's very few questions. You know what I mean? I mean, there's very few questions. The chances are the people that I'm surrounded by are people that want to be asked very few questions.
Speaking of living in apartments, Ted.
And sorry, snake people. Everybody else judges you.
Do you want to tell people from the beginning the story of when you almost died falling off your balcony?
Oh, yeah, you know.
I mean, might as well start with the day. You were having a lovely day.
It was. I went tailgating at the UW, watched some college football.
Do you remember who was playing?
Well, University of Washington.
Okay.
All right, one down.
Who
one
they
down.
Were playing? I mean, I'm sure those was a blur.
I don't remember. Anyhow, so they played. I stayed for a while, went home. Actually, the buddy dropped me off. I was pretty sure we were going to get arrested on the way home.
Why is that?
He was bonging the car guy.
Oh, no. I like that. Right.
Yeah,
oh,
no. And I was like, I'm never going to make it
bong
home.
The car guy.
Yeah, so get home, chatting with some friends.
You already cheat death once.
Yeah, so I have a railing that kind of curves on the outside. I'm sitting, and I used to sit up on it, like where it curved, right? Because it would work perfect. And I would sit there, and I was kind of messing around doing some dips on the inside, and I just extend it back, and I went too far back. And the last thing I kind of remember was like just being like, OS, like this is going to happen. And then as I started falling, a leaf just like passed like down my face, across my nose, across my mouth. I was like, this is wrong. And then I fell into this flower bed. Now I have a concussion. So I don't know how long I was
there.
So
when do you think, what time do you think it was when you fell?
Oh, that was like like 4 or 5.
Okay. And how long do you think you were down in the?
I don't know.
All right, so you have no idea.
I have no idea. I have no idea how I got back into the room.
Didn't the firefighters come?
Yeah, the fire department showed up, and I guess me just weren't about, full disclosure, I'm still on probation at this point, so I guess I was worried about getting in trouble.
All right.
So apparently I just told the fire people, like, it's cool, I had a few too many drinks, it's fine, just leave me, whatever. But I don't remember any of this because I have a concussion, so it's just 6 hours that are gone.
All right.
And then I just kind of wake up in my apartment, and I can't stand because I have a concussion. That's when I fall backwards. Pretty sure that's when I really split my head open. And then it's just like flopping around all night. And then, I called Thrill in the morning and said, hey, I need some Neosporin, Advil, and some Band-Aids.
All right, man. No, I'll be over. Hang on. And I walk into Ted's place, and he's facing me at the door, but he's standing there in his underwear, right? And you look dazed. I'm like, well, what happened, man? Why do you need this stuff? And he turned around, and the back of his head is just split wide open.
Oh, God.
Just blood. Yeah. It's like, hey, man. And look, dudes never want to go to the hospital. But I said, dude, you got to go to the hospital. And I always remember you looked at me and said, do I? I said, yeah, man, you need to go. You're like, all right. And then when we get him to the hospital, like the doctor's mad at me. Oh, my God, I think he has a concussion. I'm like, yeah, I think I got that. Right. Why didn't you bring him in earlier? I'm like, dude, he just called me like 30 minutes ago. I came over. I didn't know. This could have happened. He could have died. But I'm like, hey, man, I've seen him for like 10 minutes a day. I have nothing to do. I don't even know how this happened.
And keep in mind, at this point, I still don't know.
Right.
Because of the concussion. So we go to the hospital. I end up getting 12 staples in the back of my head, which is kind of a lot.
Yeah.
6 stitches in my chin. Have this giant hematoma. And then when I get home that day, I see somebody in my building, and they're like, hey, you okay? And I'm like, did you see me? And they're like, yeah. Like, the ambulance came. You were just passed out in the flower beds. And I'm like, I had fallen. Like, I wasn't passed out. They're like, well, you told them you were okay. And I'm like, I had a concussion. How did nobody notice this?
I can't believe that either. I can't believe that
it's
they
wild.
Hey, you okay, buddy? You're bleeding in the flower garden.
Right? I mean,
come on.
So that's the thing. I think I split my head inside on the armoire that Montgomery had given me.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
it's all coming back to me now.
I gave you an armoire?
Yeah.
You don't remember that thing?
No.
It was heavy.
It was super heavy. It was dense.
He smashed his head on it.
Yeah.
There was blood. It looked like a crime scene.
Well, didn't you say when you walked in there, there was blood everywhere?
There's blood everywhere. Like, blood spattered. So you could tell, like, where you'd fallen, and clearly busted your head on the armoire that Miles gave you.
Oh, yep. Come on.
No, seriously, you can see where his head hit, seriously, where it slid down, where clearly you were unconscious for a bit, so much blood had pooled in his carpet that it started scabbing over. So in an attempt to clean it, you had to, like, break. Dude, listen, it's your blood, man.
I know, but it's so creeps me out. I wasn't there for any of this. I'm in the hospital.
It's like a fuzzy scab.
They still let you go, right? When you went to the hospital, they put staples in your head, then you were discharged?
I mean, it was a little more than that, but yeah. They got discharged that night.
Okay.
Right. I mean, at that point, I'm conscious and awake. And
sure. Now I'm just in pain.
I will say, staples in your head do not hurt. Them putting the needles to numb up your head, that hurt.
But is it weird to feel the staple like it's a real stapler that's just going into the back of your head?
Honestly, there's nothing special.
Like Home Depot.
It's a staple gun, and it just...
Does your head...
Yeah, your head goes forward. And then when you get them out, it's literally a staple remover. Robin, trust me, I was like, you're really just using a staple gun? And the guy's like, yeah, they're staples. Like, yeah, but this is a hospital.
Right.
This feels like it to be something else.
I thought this was just a term.
Right. Like, nah, it's a staple gun, bro.
Right? Your head's jacked.
Oh, man. What story did you live to tell about 844-999-OLA? Still to come, who sucks less and what you don't need to know asks you to speak the language. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Still to come, what you don't need to know, ask you how to speak the language, and who sucks less coming up right after emails on our question. What story did you live to tell about? 844-999-OLA.
By the way, one of the stories you brought up for this question is the Russian guy who got in a fight with a brown bear, got his back broken, ended up being dragged into the den of the brown bear, survived there for a month as the bear waited to eat him, surviving on only his own urine. And we said the thing was, if you see a picture of this guy, it's unbelievable. So a few people, they heeded our advice and then went to check out the picture. And unanimously, all the people that said, hey, I checked out a picture of this guy, they all think.
Told you. The hunters that found him thought they found a mummy.
Right.
So when you see a picture of this guy, you go, oh, I get it. They thought they found a mummy.
Except he opens one eye.
Yeah.
And freaks you out.
Like the Men's Room on Facebook, we've got that story up for you.
Hello, Fritz. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, guys, April 15th this year, 3 months ago, coming down the interstate after work, I'm doing 60, I'm on my Road King, that's a Harley Davidson, and I don't know what happens, but I end up face down, sliding down the road.
How far did you slide?
I slid a little over 50 feet after I flew up over the vehicle that rear-ended me.
I was going to say, how hard did the vehicle slam into you?
So I never saw it coming, never had a chance to react. He slingshotted, thought my lane was open, drove through me, and I flew up and over, don't remember any of this. And then when I woke up, I was face down the road and drugged myself out of traffic.
And I'm sure he pulled over to help you, correct?
He pushed my bike probably another 100 yards down the road, and it flipped. It did lots of stuff. And then he came up afterwards and tried to have a conversation.
What do you say at that point?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Did you see the Mets?
Yeah, exactly. Like, well, live around here often? Right.
I didn't have a whole lot of backside left, if you know what I mean.
Okay. Did he seem apologetic? Did he run up to you?
No, he wasn't real apologetic. He was between me and a couple other people, so there were other people there. I was very grateful for the witness that stopped.
Okay.
All right.
And how long are you in recovery at this point? When they get you to the hospital, what's all the damage to you?
Yeah, I was lucky. I didn't break a bone. I walked away from it with a severe limp. You would say I have a severe hitch in my giddy up.
All right. So makes you look like a cowboy now?
I am grateful to be alive, believe me.
Okay, what happened with all this? Does the insurance pay for the bike? Is this guy drunk? Does he get, I mean, can you sue him for damage? I mean, what's the deal?
Yeah, he admitted fault right away. The bike was settled. I'm guessing I'll be lucky if his insurance will cover the bills, and then I'll just be happy to be alive after that.
Okay, now you said this only like 3 months ago, so I mean, what does your ass look like now? Is it just ground beef?
It looks like a giant pink peach.
All right, did they have
millions of peaches?
Did they have to pull pebbles and stuff out of your skin?
Yeah, they scrubbed it afterwards.
Oh, wow.
You're getting a butt scrubbing.
And you were wearing...
I got a Sirloin steak on my leg. It's pink.
Were you wearing leathers or were you in jeans?
So I had everything on. The only thing that failed, top to bottom, full face helmet, Kevlar boots, Kevlar gloves, everything ground down to the knuckles, and then my pants were the only thing that failed. It went right to the skin.
Okay, well, as far as the full recovery goes, is there a point that your butt will not look like the juicy fruit that is a peach and just look like a normal butt, or is that it?
It's always going to be a nice fluorescent pink.
And no hair.
Baboon man.
Okay, and are you considering getting a different bike or a new bike, or are you done with that?
You know what? As much stress as it caused on the kids and the wife, I don't think that's going to be in the future.
My
daddy has a pink butt.
I mean, how in the heck could you convince your wife that it would be a good idea right. for you to buy another motorcycle? I mean,
don't have that conversation. When on my backside, from my knees to my nipples, I was black and blue.
I'm one of those as well. Just from the knees to nipples. That's it.
This kid has a birthday come up. He's going to be 24 in a couple days. So, Austin, happy 24th birthday. I'm glad you kept your license.
Well, man, I'm glad you're all right, man. That's crazy.
I mean, look, on the one hand, you're lucky you survive all this. On the other hand, for the rest of your life, you have a bright pink ass.
Sure. Well, look, man, depending on the severity of...
You're shrugging it off.
I'm just saying...
Some people don't even like tan lines.
And that's the difference between never getting on a bike again or getting on a bike again. You know, some people lay down a bike, and it's not the worst thing in the world. And he said he didn't suffer any broken bones, but obviously a whole lot of damage.
Right.
But my stepfather was an avid motorcycle rider until he got into one bad accident. And it was so bad that he was just like, you know, he was in the hospital for weeks at a time. He's like, that's it.
Okay.
So, like, he just never, it freaked him the hell out. So, like, I think you can wreck and get another bike, but if you have, like, a bad one, a lot of people just walk away.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. But also, I do think it depends on your living situation.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, once you set wife's kids, like, oh, then no, you
no,
didn't.
Yeah, without question.
We already know how that goes.
And the younger you are.
You don't even have the conference. Like, no, you don't have the conference.
Maybe you're having a bad wreck when you're 22, you get another bike. When you have it at 32 and you got a wife.
Well, or you're just one of those people, that's what you do. You ride.
Right.
So, some of those dudes just aren't going to give up.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, think about like Harrison Ford, right? So here's a guy, he's a pilot, and I want to say he crashed, three times in a period of a few years. And the guy had been flying forever, but now he's married. He has Calista Flockhart, is that her name?
Yeah.
And straight, man, he put his plane down, and like, she put out a statement. Yeah, he's not flying anymore. I
mean, here's the truth of the matter. Guy's doing everything right. He's got the right equipment.
Sure.
He's got a big bike. I mean, a big bike.
Yeah, it's a huge bike.
He's wearing all the right protective gear. He's doing nothing wrong. It was somebody else. He's doing every single thing right. And it's some other jackass. You know what I mean?
Now he's got a butt that looks like a peach.
Exactly.
Little did he know that day. His fortunes would change. What his backside would look like. Vitamin C.
That's crazy.
What are those monkeys called?
What, baboons?
Yeah. Yeah, baboons.
Yeah,
baboon. Why do baboons get all the credit, though? Like, most monkeys, if they turn around, you can see their butt clearly. They don't have particularly hairy butts.
Because of the color.
Just because it's red.
Yeah, it's because of color.
Okay. I feel like it's the baboon sending a message, like,
Yeah.
Jesus.
What story did you live to tell about? More of your calls on the way, 844-999. Also still to come, who sucks less and what you don't need to know asks you to speak the language. That is all on the way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.